Dhamma and the Supreme Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment. Through practicing the paramitas, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings.
Samje tamje devanam deve yunam barajurje dhamanam dhamaraje yunam rava.
May all beings be happy and have the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May they never lose the happiness free from sorrow. May they be free from attraction, aversion, and partiality, and remain in great equanimity. I anoint this space with perfumed water and sprinkle it with flowers, adorning it with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I visualize this as a Buddha realm and offer. May all beings enjoy this perfect realm.
Omajujinji Barane, Dusum Sanji Kunjingoni, Ransom Chukung, Osundanzebe, Zavelama, Namla Sovande, Palden Zavelama, Rambose, Takisuru, Bemindem Shula, Katin Chimbukone, Jesonde, Kosun Tujingojo, Sado, So, Taso Simjeta, Jiji, Ju Mijin, Rora Jinji, Lavdo, So.
These form the altruistic motivation of bodhicitta, and in that spirit, please listen to the teachings.
Ani kasan tangbo sim. Cikor sebe kapsula, ni kunsub yang dah kunsub tu ngor curi begi sem, lobi kunsub curi begi ngor curi begi sem, ni yang dah kunsub ki rasin neluk, underline neluk ki sem sum nyumi sem, isi ki sem sum yore lab yore es.
So as was mentioned the other day, we can divide the mind into three basic categories. One is the mind, which is the authentic relative mind. Then there's the distorted or unbalanced relative mind. And then there is the underlying nature of the authentic relative mind. We can also call this the natural state or the wisdom mind. So amongst these three, we're now going to talk about the third.
Ani kasang ngazo kje shere chutam chilo ngowo ni ni yore es kunzo kje ngowo chidan tondam chje ngowo chik ta ani shebalayang 군습 중어와 돈담 중어 요래스.
As was mentioned yesterday, all phenomena have two essences. And so like any other phenomena, the mind as well has two essences, a relative essence and an ultimate essence.
아니 셈라 relative essence 먼저 셰사와레스 신이 때미 살라 도메 메요에 셰바 대하고 와달라 아니 셈지랑 신디 셰바레스
The relative essence is something that we discussed yesterday in the context of shamatha without support. And so that clear, thought-free nowness, resting in that is cultivating the relative essence of the mind.
아니 양에 가서 저어째서 아니 메도기 내로당 네 신기 내로당 추이 내로당 메 내로득 가르에서는 강아지 바래 동반이래 슬랍송소
We also discussed that the underlying nature of, for example, the flower or a tree or water or fire is all emptiness that we discussed.
대단하신 바 남기 풍보 감 김치 샘 샘중 똑바 대바 닝지 탐지의 모양 동바레스
And in a similar way, all of our inner phenomena, our aggregates, the elements of our body, our mental formations, our mental states, all of our different kleshas, thoughts, faith, compassion, understanding, realization, the nature of all those inner states also is emptiness.
Emptiness, and the meba mare is. Okay, never mind. Okay. You're not upset yet? Tindu. Ta. Tita woke. Underlined. Nelukte. Any. Chutamjela. Nelu nini yudu. Manzo. We have right to. Any. Experience. Realized. Nelu nyagar. Ngoshegore. Songyorese. Dambanyagar. Ngoshegorese. Dambany. Galdamebajan. Ngoshegorese.
Galdameba.
Sanjig songre. Tishena. Any. The demba suchness, demba sengiti, tenijal yores, suchness, dekonani sengiti, kunzuki dekonani ashe, dondamji dekonani ashe, kunzum don dondamni yermeki dekonani de ashe, tishena, teni, yimbala yimber, she yores, chitawate, kare yimbate, dog yores, kaisena, tongbaki, kunzuku shodala, 동북이 주제에 요래 나북이 근속이 주제에 요래 되냐가 we have right to experience 대시해봐야나 아니 록시 misunderstanding 망부지 아니 졸도 그래
that's all so we have the right to understand both natures of both essences, the relative essence and the ultimate essence. We have the right to know both of those. We need to know both of those. And we need to know them in a way that is not in contradiction, where they don't contradict each other or block each other. This is something that the Buddha said. The two truths do not contradict or block each other. So we have the right to know how things actually are, which is also called their suchness. We can say that the relative has its own suchness, the way it actually is, and the ultimate essence has its suchness, how it actually is. And then the unity of the relative and the ultimate has a suchness of that unity. And this is understanding things as they are. Understanding them in the way that they actually are. And so we have a right to understand the appearing quality, which we could say is the relative, and we have a right to understand their underlying empty essence, which is the ultimate.
Which is not appearing like relative. But we have to experience it. Non-appearing one also. Hello? This is difficult. It's fascinating, but difficult. It's difficult because we want to appear emptiness. We like to experience emptiness like one of appearance next to the another appearance called emptiness appearance. Number six one. But in fact, that non-appearing emptiness is in all the numbers. It's in all the numbers. Not extra number here. This relative, true relative nature is also empty, this also empty, this also empty, this also empty, this also empty. And while you understand this relative, you have to experience emptiness together with that relative, not extra sixth finger called emptiness, and without other finger. I don't want those fingers, I want emptiness as a sixth finger. And this is not emptiness. It's something else. Okay? But we have to experience this. Tati kandre experience shigre sigur tati. Then tila. Chu tamji korang rang rang kunso ku chu kangala. Tongbam ying singadu yore. Yinaya salwa. 생에든 매발라 땐네 코랑 동바데 옷이 되고요 말해. 다셈 생에디 남바 산지베 배자시 무스 그래. 데인도 셈 코랑 코랑라 랑 르바 생에지로 살바이 여바 르바 여바. 디기 왕기 아니 살바 르바 디기 살바야 옷이 르바 디기 동바야 옷이 아니 살통 송죽대야 옷이. 디 ability 누바 디 Sem seng the search repatele yore seyore.
So how can we experience this this essence, this empty essence? It is said that all phenomena which have their own appearance, their own relative nature, are pervaded by emptiness, basic space, openness. But amongst all those phenomena, only mind is able to recognize its own empty essence or openness. The other phenomena are not pervaded by a self-knowing capacity. And so amongst all those phenomena, mind is unique and special. And the Buddha placed a lot of emphasis on the importance of mind because it has this capacity to know itself. So this self-knowing quality, it can know its own clarity, it can know its own openness, and it can know the unity of its own clarity and openness. It has the capacity.
Know here means realization also. Realizing. Know here also means realizing, experiencing.
And so that capacity to know and recognize its own empty clarity is a special ability that that the mind has.
That thing moshi be kapsala, the kandijures, sena, ani, zochen ganala, ani, salwa keng, tapena sem salwa tige ngowo, tongba de, moshi du kariyo, salwa keng ngowo de karire, sena, tongba re, ngowo tongba. Ti tongba tige rangshin, sena tongba tige korang. Rangshin te karese na salwa. Tani salta tongba ni tade meba, ngakpa meba. Ta tenriji ngoshe na, tani tondam tenbegi nilu tiyang, ta nyongres. Tondam tenbegi nilu nyongwe kapsula, kunzu tenba te karichagirese na, kanyan chagimare, korang degire, yena yang kunzu tenba lan zimbegi zimbachi yore. Ninzin, singing duality, singing the Nizun Zimbala Yung or Mado. Nangwala Yangbala duality Kijamare. Duality Zinsana, then the duality Chagyore. Mazindo, Salvitong with Nalan Tangana, Korangshar Rangtul Karanshin, the duality Kijayomare. Duality have a big misunderstanding in the West, non dual and ego. Then the But Zochengi, Nawa, Kage Yomare Zogjin Nawa Yenare, Semjin Nawa Yena, Sora Yena Di Manzina, the duality Chagi Yomare, Mzina, Navi Dual Yomare. Tindu Manzin Big Tapia Shoti Ingala Shashana, O Tombana Shan, Ranjan Salvana Shashana, and in Nangja Yenare, Tokso Yenare, Kari Sharjang. Rangsha Rangdol Dudone, Gaba may be an old Jun and Zimbashone, and Nyomong Wang the Shurgi Marais Nyomongshana, Nyomong Manzina, Nyomong the Shurgi Mare. Debatang Ningji Giona, Ningji the Debal and Zena, and Ningji Debal Wang the Shone, and young Zungzin Chesigre. The day my Batamji Melong Mula Zungin Sharwashin said at the young race Adela. Zoshengi chuga nangla rikpa sakyo reyesu. Sorry, a little bit long. Warmed up. Bit of a little bit of excitement. Let's see how he excites. Are you excited?
Quite excited. So this recognition that occurs when the mind's clarity correctly recognizes its own empty essence, its own open essence. It recognizes itself, what its own essence is.
One of the itself is empty. One of the self is empty. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh,
that if we ask what that empty essence is like, what is its nature? Its nature is the clarity. And so, do you tongbi rangshin kare lamna?
Yeah, clarity. Okay, I will explain about that. Yes, you're right. You're always right.
yeah.
Too much joke, you will lose the point.
Luckily, I took notes. So the essence of the clarity is openness or emptiness, and the nature of that openness is clarity or knowingness. And so the two rely or depend on each other, and there is no contradiction. The empty essence and the clear nature are not separate. They're not two separate things, and they don't block or contradict each other at all.
Yes, sure, of course, yeah. Can you?
Try. The empty essence and the clear nature, the empty essence of the clear nature and the clear nature of the empty essence are not two different things. They don't block or contradict each other at all.
You want a little bit editing? So, tadi ni kala salwa lai gore, salwa sengji. Ina ya, dek kapsula rangshin salwa sengdere. Sengdu salwa upgrade cha sengre. Shine ke salwa de mare. Shine ke salwa de tongba ngo mashin ke salwa. That thing, more tongba shesa, tongba shene, tongba the yemed juro, salvajor, the langazo salva sere, in a dead luminosity lapshana, that the repare. So the Yavachelan, six chipa corner goes the scaleto.
Salva,
Yagala salva coto, but the salva chabare. Chick Shine teme capsula, salvate, consume the big salvate, sala tome may be over jurbegi. Look, Salvajire. Ta? Taking more to Tomba Shesavish, that Salange, Jordan Saltong, Sumjuce, Tilomare, Segor. T. Tati Nigarangazuki, Salvas Labore, in a Chick Tongba, the Yemi de Jurbi Salva, Chick Tongba Meba Salva Korang, Neba Yaba Salva, the Nichabatua.
So it's important to mention that the same word is being used to describe the clarity or the knowing quality in two different situations.
Ah.
And they're both different, but the same word, salwa, or clarity, is being used. But the clarity is different. You can say that it's upgraded or different. In the first case, clarity is used to describe the relative nature of the mind, which we train in shamatha without support, which we discussed yesterday. It's clear, not conceptualizing nowness. But it's not inseparable from its own empty essence. And therefore, it belongs to the family of lo. It's still a dualistic clarity. But the same word is then used to describe the clarity of the mind that is recognizing its own empty essence, recognizing its own inseparability with openness or emptiness, in which case we call it natural clarity or empty clarity or empty cognizance. And so the same word is being used in two different contexts.
Because same clarity been upgraded. But we can use different terminology also. But then we get confused. We have to have a threat. Threat, no? Yes.
And Rinpoche said before, so when that recognition happens, when our clarity becomes empty clarity or empty cognizance, because it's knowing its own essence, what happens then to appearances? What happens to all the appearances that we have? Perception, experience. Nothing happens to it. What falls away or changes is not appearances, but rather the clinging and grasping onto appearances. But appearances remain as they are. They continue to appear. And this is connected to, I think, a misunderstanding that often happens around duality and non-duality. We think that perhaps recognizing the empty essence should wipe out appearances. But it's the clinging and grasping based on misunderstanding that actually creates dualistic experience, dualistic fixation with a grasper and a grasped. That confusion falls away, not the appearances, not sense appearances, not perception. That continues. But the fixation onto it as an experiencer, having an experienced object separate from itself, that grasping or clinging or confusion falls away. So it's like almost like we're looking for non-duality in the wrong place. And so it's important that perception and appearances are not blocked at all. And this is the third quality which we're identifying. The first quality is the empty essence. The second is the natural clarity. And the third is the unblocked unity or compassionate energy, unceasing or unblocked. And so if we don't cling, if we're not clinging and grasping, then normal dualistic fixation doesn't happen. Duality doesn't continue. And when we are clinging...
Yeah. Appearance continue, duality cannot continue. Because it doesn't become dualistic.
Appearances continue, but duality doesn't continue because it doesn't become dualistic.
One more time.
Appearances continue.
Experiences, perceptions.
But duality doesn't continue because we don't make it dualistic. It doesn't become dualistic.
We don't dual it. Joking. A different word, I think. Yeah, continue, please. So nice. Today you're quite good. His voice is good. Because he slept last night very well. Not joking.
It's true.
No, joking.
She also said that when we do cling and grasp, then duality occurs continues. So when we learn to rest in that essence that we've come to recognize, which we also call openness, we also call basic space, unity. When we learn to rest in that, then everything that appears, the appearing aspect of the mind, is allowed to freely arise and self-liberate. Say, self-arise and self-liberate.
Anything is, all the time is happening. But we are not allowing because we fix. Nature called self-arising, self-liberating, re. Yedol re, yenetovaranji re.
anyway, everything that is arising will self-liberate because it's actually free from the beginning. It's originally free.
I love it. 그 내추럴 거랑 얘기하면 깨지 매다고 하고 깨와잠 짓고 인직받아 주니로 와야 돼. 그것도 돌아와. 이나 깨운데 깨마죽네 진네 픽스제네 다 될라 돌아오는 거라.
Actually, it's wonderful because everything is constantly displaying its own impermanence. Everything, as soon as something arises, it's definitely going to vanish. The rising and ceasing, the impermanence and sort of natural liberation of everything is always happening, every single moment. The only problem occurs is arising happens and then clinging and grasping. Or fixation happens, and then we create problems.
I'm afraid to speak more because it's going so well. It might spoil.
She also said,
now I'm scared.
The bad news. And so this this ability to let things arise by themselves and then liberate by themselves, self-arise, self-liberate, is very useful when it comes to the kleshas. At that point, we can not fall under their power if we're able to allow that to happen. Otherwise, when things are not liberating by themselves, we tend to fall under their power, get carried away by the klesha. But actually, the klesha's nature is to arise and liberate by itself. Just like compassion, faith, also. Without, when we lose recognition though, then even compassion, faith, and other positive mind states engender a grasper and a grasped in experience. So one way that the Dzogchen tradition describes how the appearing quality of mind is experienced when we recognize like that is like a reflection in a mirror. Appearances, the appearing aspect of the mind, appears like reflections in a mirror. And so that mirror, that state of recognition, is also called Rigpa.
Okay, spoiled or not? Repeat? Okay, I want you to repeat again. Thank you. I like repetition. No more than three. Then my mind cannot focus.
So the way in which the Dzogchen tradition describes how appearances or the appearing aspect is experienced within this kind of recognition is like the reflections in a mirror. And so that mirror or that state of recognition that is like this is also called Rigpa.
Rigpa. What should we do now? Leave it like this or go more? Huh? More, yeah, of course.